A lot of money is going into those ads, and we're going to look now at just how much money health insurance companies make. Here's NPR's Joanne Silberner with the latest in our series on numbers in the healthcare debate.
Picture a $1 bill. Down the right-hand side is a thin yellow line, highlighting what a tiny piece, 1/100th of the $1 bill, really is. The caption? For every $1 spent on healthcare in America, approximately one penny, just that skinny yellow line, goes to health plan profits. America's Health Insurance Plans, the insurance company trade group, features the graphic on its blog.
Whether it's fair or not depends on what it is you want to describe.
That's Princeton economist Uwe Reinhardt.
If you want to describe how much insurance company profits represent of total American health spending, then the 1 cent is a fair number.
Reinhardt says the insurers are saying only one thing.
All that statement says is, look, if you eliminated all our profits, national health spending in America would be 1% lower. It has meaning only in that context.
That's because the insurers are measuring their profits against total health care spending. That's all the money you and me and employers and insurers and the government spend for doctors' visits, hospitalizations, drugs, and other things. Economists more commonly consider insurance profits based on what each company takes in versus what it pays out, regardless of what happens in the rest of the healthcare universe. While insurance companies cite the 1 cent on the dollar figure for 2006, Fortune magazine's economists figured insurance company profits at 2 to 10 cents per dollar. To Richard Kirsch, even the 1 cent profit is too much. Kirsch heads Healthcare for America Now, a grassroots group advocating, among other things, for stricter oversight of health insurance companies.
Well, it sounds like a little, but it's 1% of a huge number. We're going to spend $2.5 trillion, that's trillion, on healthcare this year. And when you're spending so much money, 1% adds up.
It adds up to $20 billion a year. And Kirsch says there's the money that doesn't go directly to healthcare: administration, CEO salaries, and marketing. According to the trade group America's Health Insurance Plans, administration and marketing runs around 12 cents of the revenue dollar. Robert Zirkelbach, a spokesperson for the insurers, says the profit and the administrative costs are worth it.
Health plans are providing value-added services to people across the country, and the vast majority of people express very high satisfaction with their health care coverage.
And he says health plan profits are in line or even lower than other health care industries. But that may not be enough to give them cover as the Obama administration searches for places to cut the nation's health care bill. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.